Chapter 1 of Isobel. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Roger Moline. Isobel, A Romance of the Northern Trail, by James Oliver Curwood. Chapter 1. The Most Terrible Thing in the World. At Point Fullerton, 1,000 miles straight north of civilization, Sergeant William MacVeigh wrote with the stub end of a pencil between his fingers the last words of his semi-annual report to the Commissioner of the Royal Northwest Mounted Police at Regina. He concluded, "I beg to say that I have made every effort to run down Scotty Dean, the murderer. I have not given up hope of finding him, but I believe that he has gone from my territory and is probably now somewhere within the limits of the Fort Churchill patrol. We have hunted the country for 300 miles south along the shore of Hudson's Bay to Eskimo Point, and as far north as Wagner Inlet. Within 3 months we have made 3 patrols west of the bay, unraveling 1,600 miles without finding our man or word of him. I respectfully advise a close watch of the patrol south of the Barren Lands." "There," said MacVeigh aloud, straightening his rounded shoulders with a groan of relief, "it's done." From his bunk in a corner of the little wind and storm-beaten cabin which represented law at the top end of the earth, Private Pelletier lifted a head wearily from his sick bed and said, "I'm bloomin' glad of it, Mac. Now maybe you'll give me a drink of water and shoot that devilish husky that keeps howling every now and then out there as though death was after me." "Nervous?" said MacVeigh, stretching his strong young frame with another sigh of satisfaction. "What if you had to write this twice a year?" And he pointed at the report. "It isn't any longer than the letters you wrote to that girl of yours." Pelletier stopped short. There was a moment of embarrassing silence. Then he added bluntly, and with a hand reaching out, "I beg your pardon, Mac. It's this fever. I forgot for a moment that you two had broken." "That's all right," said MacVeigh, with a quiver in his voice as he turned for the water. "You see," he added, returning with a tin
sample complete. Ready to continue?